The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Bro, I was so worried for a minute because I forgot I had our actual stream open to be able to get the link so I could tweet about it.
And then it was delayed.
So it was delayed. And I was like, what the fuck? Why is it playing twice? And Jay's not moving. Like, why isn't he responding? Fuck, what did I do?
Hey, what you all do, ladies and gentlemen, is you are tuned in to another edition of Blurreds in the Hood with me, your resident supervillain, Mr. Jay Washington.
And I'm the swaggy blurred Winston A. Marshall.
Yo, I didn't say this to Winston before we recorded, but I want to thank y'all for joining us on our half anniversary. It is officially our 6 month anniversary, episode 24, man. 6 months y'all been rocking with us. We appreciate y'all so much. Thank you, everybody who is either watching on YouTube Live, watching on Twitch, who made join the Facebook fan page, who watches this later, listens to the podcast, everything. Man, we appreciate the hell out of y'all. I don't think y'all understand and know. And like, this motherfucker is out here getting this Remember the Time on.
Hey, I got to say, we gotta jump straight to the thing that we've been dancing to as a celebration. Okay, so,
before we talk, because we got segments we're going to do now, but we've been to this. Just do it.
God damn, she got some big titties.
Dad!
Who the hell is that?
Come on now.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Dad!
Oh,
Doja Cat.
Damn, she got some big titties.
Look, we like to have fun, and I gotta say, what's his name? X Marquise,
I Marquise.
He has taken so many internet clips and just made bangers. Do we still have any of them loaded up on here, just so you know what I'm talking about, or are they all gone?
What?
Like, because we had his other ones. We had the coronavirus. I took
a lot of them down.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, like, for example, he's also the one that did the, you were about to lose your job.
Oh, yeah. I took it down.
You were about to lose your job.
I don't know how much you can hold on here. So I was like, I got to remove.
That's fine. I just wasn't sure if it was there because we keep the stables like this. We keep those around because why not? I mean, that shit has been just classic.
All right, so real quick before we go any further, I got two quick things I need to say. Number one, streamlabs.com/blurreds in the hood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurtothehood/TIP. Get your questions in, comments, support the show. This is how we grow. Like, as you see, we're doing it at two separate locations today because, as you can see in Winston's background, he's working. I just got out the gym. I'm about to be working after this. So helping us grow, we thank you for that. Secondly, we got our first mod. Shouts out to Jenna James. Thank you for moderating the channel. We're going to be adding a few more of you guys. Please keep hitting us up. We're trying to get through everything, so it's been kind of hectic and kind of busy. We want to start off a different way. So first off, our first thing is going to be
It's a new segment. We're going to try and do the shit in segments, have a little bit more organization.
And we're going to work on getting like little clips and videos. But again, it's just the two of us. So when you hear the name of the segment and you're like, I got an idea for that, you can help us. And the reason I feel like I got to preface it that way, because what the first segment is called.
That's right. I got it. I came up with the name. So I would love to just introduce it.
Okay, so, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, so pretty much as every show, we like to check in and see how people are doing. So the name of this segment is, nigga, what you doing?
I mean,
That's pretty much it. We're just checking in with each other.
Just checking in, like, nigga, what you been doing? I think for me, it's been like, got back from Chicago, came back. I've been working back out in the gym because the gym's opened up. And, like, I've been happy for this one because my gyms have been empty and they have been taking extra precautions. Like, A, you got to make a reservation time. Your reservation is only in a 1 hour block. And when they, after your hour block is done, they kick everybody out. It ain't no, you just have to leave. They make sure you go. Mm. Then they wipe down the entire gym and they're consistently doing it. The machines, there are machines that are 6 feet apart. So nobody's by each other. And a lot of people aren't coming in. So it's been great doing that. On top of doing the Focus T25 workouts with y'all, you know what I'm saying? On top of still trying to do regular work and all this other stuff. So, nigga, I've been busy.
I don't want to jinx you, but this is a serious question. With the reshutting down of bars and restaurants, are you concerned that they might shut the gym back down?
Not yet. I think, and here's why. I know a lot of people have been posting that article about a gym that had to notify 200 people, right?
Mm.
Well, A, it's a Planet Fitness that speaks volumes.
Planet Fitness, isn't that like $1 a month to be
a Planet Fitness? It's a concentration camp gym, as I call it. That's what I've been calling
the thoughts and views of Jay Washington.
Here's why. You got to see the way the list of commandments, as they call it, to go to Planet Fitness. They have a thing called commandments. It's ridiculous. I understand it's not supposed to be a lunkhead gym. It's supposed to be your average Joe's gym, but it's crazy. Nonetheless, the second thing is it was in West Virginia.
Oh, it's, the one you went to?
No. The Planet Fitness that has the 200 some people that they have. West Virginia.
Sure. Okay.
It's not in every last one of them. And so people are sitting here acting as if it's every single gym. And I'm like, you can't do that, because when you do that, you are literally trying to say just everybody, nobody gives a hell anywhere where they're going to the gym. People have been wanting to go back to the gym. So they are going to take extra precautions. And my gym, I go to 24-hour fitness. So they are going to make sure they're on it, especially the fact all the hell they caught about having to go into bankruptcy and having to shut down like 200-300 gyms. So they caused so much hell. They're going to do everything they can to ensure their clientele stays where it is. You know what I'm saying?
No, I respect it, man. I respect it. Yeah, that was just a genuine question. That's been bothering you and whatnot. So, all right, what I've been doing? Okay, so obviously you can see behind me, I've been filming. So, you know, I most of my week now looks like just get PBPN done. But I hit affiliate on Twitch. We did that yesterday. Shout out to everybody part of the Swag Squad and helping me do that. I had to fill out a lot of paperwork. Thank you, sir. I was on SCN this morning, which we're going to get to one of the stories. I had one opinion then. I have a slightly different one now. So anybody that was there, you can kind of see where I'm at on that. Okay. So everybody knows I Instacart to try and stay alive, right?
Staying alive.
I witnessed someone try and rob a Ralph's or steal from a Ralph's. It's probably a more accurate thing. He didn't pull a gun or anything. This older white dude had a cart just stacked full of groceries. Just like the cart is completely full. My guy walks over to the thing. He takes his items, a couple of them, and he pretends to scan them and goes, literally goes beep, boop, beep, boop, as he's scanning and like pretending to punch in weight numbers and shit, and then walks off. And all of a sudden I hear, sir, sir, sir. And then someone taps him on the shoulder like, sir, she's trying to get your attention. And she's like, sir, I watch you attempt to fake scan shit at the self-check. Are you going to pay for those or nah? And he just goes, gets up and takes off running. I'm not going to run because I will run right into my camera that just got this mad expensive. But when I tell you,
I need a new expensive camera because my cameras are not working. But go ahead. I laughed when you told me. I
laughed for so long. I laughed so long.
So Winston called me immediately after it happened. And he is on the phone in tears crying. You could hear it, him barely trying to say what he's about to tell me. And when he tells me, I am busting up laughing with him. So
everybody I told I had to follow it up with. My guy literally said, like, what he said was beep, 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 beep. He said beep, 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 but beep, boop to me sounded funnier. But he literally goes beep, 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 as he was fake punching shit into the goddamn screen. Or when he would scan, he'd be like, beep, beep. Like, so I had to explain that to people. They're like, wait, wait, wait. He actually said beep, boop? And I was like, yeah. So like I'm dying, bro. Wait, no.
What? Should we do? hey, let me tell you something. Hey, let me tell you something. Since they put in self checkouts, dog, how many people have lied? It was like, doop, doop.
That's exactly why. That's why there's people sitting there watching your ass check out. Like, where you think you're going?
Hold on, I gotta grab something.
Okay, that's fine. That's totally fine. Jay's gonna go grab some. Shout out to everybody. Give a quick shout out to everybody that just came through. Appreciate it. What's up, Nick? What up, Travis? Everybody that joined us. Thank you. Thank you. What'd you get?
So I wanted to acknowledge somebody I just saw in the chat for a reason. Shout out to the homie Nick Rice at Legacy One Media. Here's why I wanted to acknowledge him. Okay. When I sent you a text yesterday and said, yo, you got it
from him.
Nick Rice sent us these dope ass We Can't Breathe shirts for myself and Winston. You probably can't hear me, but here's why you need to pay attention real close. I'm going to try to see if it doesn't go out of focus as I zoom into the camera. If you can see the names of all the people we've lost. Mm-hmm. Are within the shirt.
That's dope as fuck, man. I appreciate that, Nick Rice. I didn't know you sent that to us. That's super fucking cool. And Lord knows I'll definitely be rocking it. A shout out as well, because I did mention him on Instagram when I got it. Al Hardy. That's where I got this from. I hit him up and I told him we have a show called Blurreds in the Hood. So he has stuff like this. And he also has like a Black Women Are Dope, like all sorts of like really cool apparel. So we're just out here supporting Black business, man. So like, go if you're interested in anything like that, check it out. I believe it's MrAlHardy.com.
Yes, it is.
It is some dope ass apparel. Okay, so that's pretty much all that's been going on over here.
Thank you to everybody who's joining in live. I'm watching the numbers go up. Please make sure you go over and click that like button if you're watching us live. If you're on Twitch, do the same thing. So we appreciate y'all. I just wanted to make sure I got that out there. Go ahead, bro. No,
for sure. Okay, so let's get into some of the stuff that's been going on recently. And I think we got to start with
the most recent today's.
The today's and the shit that's been going on Twitter. There's been two things on Twitter that have blown up this morning. Which one do you want to get into first? You want to get into the sunken place or you want to get into the mayonnaise?
Let's get to the mayonnaise.
All right, we'll start with the mayonnaise. So I am very upset in the fact that, like, I rep Texas hard all the time because there's a lot of good things to rep about Texas. I mean, UGK and the whole Houston, like, music scene and whatnot. The Cowboys, though, I know he's not going to agree on that at all. I mean, just in general, like, Mayor Ron Kirk was one of the first, like, Black mayors in the 90s of Dallas and shit like that. So, like, it was just a lot of really good shit to come out of Texas. And then there's ignorant-ass shit like this. So
go ahead. Yeah.
So it's been trending on Twitter. These protests are happening down in Texas. Governor Abbott, who realized, hey, maybe, just maybe, I opened this up a little bit too soon, has now decided to reclose bars and restaurants. Well, a bunch of white people that really aren't feeling that shit down in Texas have decided to start the hashtag Bar Lives Matter, which is fucking infuriating for a number of reasons. I think the obvious one is that you are full-blown making a joke out of Black Lives Matter. It is absolutely positively fucking disgusting. And if you notice, I'm checking these pictures.
I haven't seen a dark skin anywhere.
Not a single one. Not a single person with melanin. Anybody with any sort of darkness, is that's clearly a tan. That's not that, like, it's...
I think people need to understand that to say something as dumb, that is so fucking stupid as Bar Lives Matter, you can't tell me that there's not a level of hate in your heart. You can't tell me that your compassion for people isn't present. You don't have it. You can sit there and make fun of a movement that is literally talking about equality, nothing else. The video that went viral on Twitter a couple weeks ago where the woman, she was on Last Week Tonight, said the best thing ever. You're lucky black people just want equality and not revenge. To say something stupid as Bar Lives Matter, since when? What does it matter? You can get drunk at home.
Oh, what is a bar life?
What is a bar life?
We already concluded we don't know what the fuck a blue life is because you can take off your
uniform. Take off your blue, but a bar life means you. Do you understand to say you have a bar life unless you work at the bar?
Because even some of them apparently are workers, but it doesn't fucking matter. That is the most disrespectful shit to do.
And we're not trying to disrespect your job, but see, let's make sure we preface that, because I know some people are like, well, what about people being out of work? That's not where we're going at. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who are blatantly spitting on and mocking a positive movement. And yes, if you are one of those assholes or idiots who sit there and say, well, George Soros is funding Black Lives, you don't even know who the fuck George Soros is. So shut the fuck up. Also, if George Soros, whoever is this magical dude, is funneling and funding everything, this dude has to be richer than Jeff Bezos. Do you not understand that? Because supposedly he's paying actors, he's funding this, he's doing that. I hate people.
Yeah. It's pretty gross, and that's the funny thing is that this is one more situation of, I mean, one, the fact that, like, because this got announced earlier this past weekend that Europe is going to be banning Americans from coming over there because we had such a I know they haven't fully opened up yet. Once they opened up, we will be banned, and it's because we had such a terrible response to COVID-19 that they're like, we can't have you come in. You're going to fuck our numbers up. It's even been known in Hong Kong. They have like a 98% like success. Nothing's been going on. Like, everything's fine. With like COVID, the like 2% of cases that are coming in are all Americans and Europeans.
Yeah, like,
because they fucks with that mask life. And there was a whole report about it. They were like, yeah, I mean, at the minute we were like, okay, people need to start wearing their masks, they did it, and then boom, lo and behold, you knocked out all of the COVID numbers. So that's the thing that I think upsets me more, because also look at these photos again, with the exception of there's two.
Can we go back to that other one, the government non-essential?
Yeah. So like let's count them. I see one mask, two masks, three masks, four masks, five masks, six masks, seven.
Eight masks, and there are
way more than eight people at that fucking thing.
Uh-huh.
There's at least 100. I mean, not from these photos, you can't tell, but just the way they're dispersed and shit, everybody's kind of next to each other. Shit. Like that's why your bar ain't open, motherfucker. It's not because of anything else except for the fact that these are the same people that are like, I refuse to wear a mask. So I just
think you had this big thing too, where not only are people not wearing masks when they do these dumbass protests, they've shown, data has proven, because a lot of people wanted to say, oh, well, what about all the Black Lives Matter protests? They jumped up the numbers. And the fact of the matter is, they proved that didn't happen.
Yeah, God damn it. We suck. I didn't realize we were bad too, bro. I didn't know it was that bad over here. I mean, that's all Orange County fucking shit up, because Orange County technically counts as part of Los Angeles. God damn it. I mean, there's other parts of LA that are bad, but for sure Orange County is the worst. Yeah, it's the worst.
Because right now, they are the ones, they've been, Orange County within itself have been the main ones protesting and bitching and complaining. And they're the ones who spread out through all of Los Angeles. So whereas Los Angeles proper, the Valley, San Fernando Valley, the overwhelming majority of people are taking care of themselves. You have these idiots who come up from Orange County and all these other places who like, oh, you're just being a sheep wearing a goddamn mask. You don't need wearing no mask. You need to breathe the air, get immunity. Again, we understand that everyone who catches the COVID-19, the coronavirus, will not die. We get that. We understand that everybody who catches it will not develop all these severe symptoms. It's a given. Again, the biggest thing throughout everything has been not you, people who are immunocompromised, people who are in these high risk categories, people who, if they get it, their likelihood of passing away is very, very high.
And it's not just that. It's the simple fact that, like, people keep saying, well, I'm healthy, I'll be fine. Well, here's the one thing you don't fucking realize. You don't know how your body's going to fucking react to it. And then there were people that were like, super healthy. There was one bodybuilder that he actually went on. He showed photos of him having survived COVID, but is so fucked. Like, a lot of his muscle mass is gone. He's lost a lot of function of his lungs. Like, he's gonna have to use oxygen the rest of his life. And he's like the epitome of health. Let me say something for a second.
Let me just play devil's advocate with this. I always hear people say it. Let me play devil's advocate. A lot of bodybuilders ain't as healthy as you think they are.
I understand, but he's not fighting obesity, and he's not like, no, if you're talking about.
But that's the point I'm getting to. People assume because bodybuilders have built up all this bulk and muscle that they are in prime and peak physical condition. Now, if you're a natural bodybuilder, more than likely, yes. But a lot of these bodybuilders we know aren't 100% natural. We know that they are taking, even some supplements can fuck you up, which is why you have to be very, very careful when you're taking supplements.
So bodybuilder was the wrong term. Let me show you the photo, because it's this guy is like a standard, like, kind of fit.
Okay.
And like, oh my God. Like, I saw this and I was like, if this doesn't wake everybody the fuck up, because this guy was apparently like a marathon runner and like all this other shit. Hold on. It'll be up.
Okay, well, we're holding. Again, thank you everybody that is watching us live right now. We appreciate y'all. This is our 6 month. Well, if you've been sick, you're gonna lose that muscle mass first and foremost.
No. But it doesn't. But that's the thing, though. I'm saying you're not gonna lose that muscle mass if you got like the fucking flu. I'm saying COVID, like, will take a healthy person like this and can do this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
He looked like, okay. Before I have you put that back up, I like to say the thoughts and opinions that are about to come out are those of Jay Washington's, not of Blurs in the Hood of Winston A. Marshall. Photo back up, please. He looked like what 50 Cent went for when he was playing a cancer patient in that movie.
Oh, God damn it. I fucking hate you for that. That's, oh no. All right. Well, now we need to get to the other disrespectful ass black.
Well, we're from the mayonnaise. We're going to go to the sunken place. So allow me, sir.
Go for it.
All right. So Terry Crews, who's been the host of, yeah, thanks for jumping up right now, the host of America's Got Talent, who's been known to be the biggest sunken place dweller as of right now, has once again shown us why he is in the deep. And I'm not talking about with Adele. He just tweeted today, "If you're a child of God, you are my brother and sister. I have a family of every race, creed, and ideology. We must ensure Black Lives Matter doesn't morph into Black Lives Better." First and foremost, no one ever said that, Terry. No one ever has said that. He also did a tweet a while back, I wish I'd have pulled it up, about black supremacy. He said, while trying to fight white supremacy, we don't make black supremacy. First of all, Terry, that's not a possibility. Just want you to understand that black people are only 13% of the population of the United States of America. Secondly, black people have never asked for black supremacy. They've only asked for this little bitty thing that seems to be so difficult called equality, okay? Third, go ahead.
I mean, keep talking, because I'll pull up. Someone had the perfect counter to him as far as, like, you really think that it's going to turn to black supremacy? And they had all the reasons why that's not actually possible. But
yeah, I mean, and this is the thing, like, all these things Terry Crews said. I even tweeted him one time. I was like, yo, you really trying to protect this AGT check, aren't you? Like, you didn't even stick up for Gabrielle Union when she called out all the bullshit. Now, it'd be understandable if, like, Gabrielle Union said something that was completely unfounded and was completely unsubstantiated, but it was all backed up. And you were like, well, I've never experienced racism. Okay, Candace Owens. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people always keep saying, I've never experienced racism. No, you have, but your dumbass ignored it, or your dumbass is oblivious to it. That's exactly what happened. happens. And I'm getting tired of people, especially, I understand when we say people in power and celebrities and politicians and whatnot are supposed to use their platforms and their voices to speak up for the better good. Well, you also have these idiots such as Terry Crews, who decides to use his platform to speak up for the belittlement, if you will, of Black people and the cause within itself.
Well, this is what someone brought up, Xavier
Pope. Oh, that's my homeboy. That's why. So real quick, before you go any further, Xavier Pope is the homie, and he was supposed to come on the show one day. He's supposed to come on the show one week, and I was like, yo, because me and him know each other from Chicago. We did radio
show. Yeah.
That's the homie. That's the homie.
Right, we'll try again, because you clearly know everybody. You name drop at least once a week. He said, Terry Crews, income, education, technology gaps will take trillions and decades to flip to even get remotely close to equality. Look at the ownership of our corporations and infrastructure. Time value of money on investments on backs of institutional racism. You're ignorant. And that's the truth. That's why his statements of Black supremacy, his statements of Black Lives Better, this is so problematic, because we're just literally right now talking about stop murdering us, like by the police and all that shit. Stop treating us as second-class citizens. Stop, like, just because we have like a name that sounds more ethnic, preventing us from getting jobs and shit like that. That's all we're fucking saying. It is going to be a very long time, and it will never come, because, again, like you said, we're 13% of the population, that Black lives could ever be superior. Where the fuck is that shit coming from?
Well, I think, you know what, we try to find out what that is. And in the midst of all this, it was trying to find out what would best represent what Terry Crews has been doing. And he go along with Candace Owens, the Hodge twins, Terrence Williams, Sheriff Clark, and so many others. And so Winston and I found this, and I introduced Winston to it. And I think it's the best thing to describe all of them. Ladies and gentlemen, here you go. Streamlabs.com/blurreds in the hood. I want to go to some of our Streamlabs real quick, because we got a couple of them. I want to get Alberto Rios, thank you for your donation. She says, sorry, I can't watch this live today. I have a work meeting stopping me. We'll watch you on the replay. We appreciate that. And everybody that is watching us currently on the replay later, thank you so much. Corey Scott Johnson, you hit us twice, so I'm going to go to your first one. He says, so I guess Terry Crews wasn't playing a character in White Chicks. Also, how do you become a moderator? I sent you guys IG DMs. I'll hit you back. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to. I got it. We set up one, like I said, Jenna James, and we're going to set up a couple others today. So thank you for that. Fillmore Pockets, thank you for your donation. And again, Corey Scott Johnson with another one. Did you all check out the BET Awards? Watching the show, my girl and I both thought I would rather watch this than the Bears tight end squad.
You didn't go to the end. You did. You just read it without pre-reading it. You never read it without pre-reading it, bro. Oh, my God.
I got caught on that one.
Oh, my God. You deserved every part of that.
I deserved all that. Again, if you want to sit there and help support the show today live or later on the replay, Blurreds in the Hood, streamlabs.com/blurreds in the hood/tip, streamlabs.com/blurreds in the hood/tip. What's up?
I'm just annoyed at how many people are just actively canceling themselves. Like,
well, let's say this. First of all, can we change that word? Because I don't think we can say that people are canceling themselves. I think the word should be better. They're ostracizing themselves. Because Terry Crews, think about it. When you have somebody who is like this, who finds a side that they align with, who will consistently support them, i.e. Candace Owens, the Hodge twins, Terrence Williams, they aren't canceled, because they're still being very winning lucratively on that other side.
Yeah, I get it. I say that in terms of like, Cause you know that I have my issues with cancel culture, in the sense that I don't have a problem with canceling people that are genuinely full blown problematic and are doing things that are harmful versus people just throwing that shit out all willy fucking nilly. Like, I understand, and people getting upset about Jimmy Kimmel, and that rightfully so. But the whole thing with that, to be honest with you, that was the Man Show. We've all known about that. I knew about that for a long, long time. Yeah. So I'm not out here like, oh, Jimmy Kimmel's the man. But I'm also like, it was that, you know what I'm saying? Versus Trudeau, like, one, if you're going to do that, then you need to go and cancel Comedy Central. You need to cancel Adam Carolla. You need to cancel all of those writers, those producers, everybody that said that that was okay. You need to cancel all of
just,
them.
Yeah, because it wasn't just Jimmy Kimmel just deciding, hey, I'm going to put on blackface and then allowing this to be standing on a soundstage or studio in front of a camera with all these people who are like, let's do it.
But again, that came out in what, like 99?
Yeah.
So it really depends on me, because one of the things that I will give Jimmy Kimmel a lot of credit for, and this is I'm curious about what you guys think about this and even what you think about this, Jay. At what point do we look at something? And I do agree, being an adult, there is some there's some room there to be like look at someone one way or the other. But at what point do we look at something and we look at how someone is now and what they're actively doing? And Jimmy has actually been one of the most vocal people for Black Lives Matter and actually trying to make social change and help like Black folks in this movement. Mm-hmm. But then you want to go back to 99 and at a time when he was like honestly a piece of shit, like that whole segment. And I mean, that was the thing. The Man Show was about being a piece of shit. The whole thing, the show ended with women in bikinis jumping on trampolines. That was literally their closing segment at the end of the show every single time. So, like, if that's the case, why didn't you call that shit out then? And or like when, and I do know that we have a more woke agenda now. Like we've come to our senses now about shit that we allow. But you know what I'm saying? If Jimmy was still doing this, like someone like Shane Dawson, fuck him. He does need to go the fuck away. Shane Dawson is a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing. But what Jimmy did back then versus who he is now and what he's trying to do to help change the culture and everything else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I feel like there's a difference.
20 years, like, again, when you find older pictures and things like that, I agree. I definitely agree. I agree that, yes, we should have addressed it then. Granted, there wasn't a cancel culture then. And also, like you just said, we have to look at who they are now. And somebody in the comment in the chat just brought up a great thing about Justin Trudeau. Yeah, Travis Earl, he says, Trudeau is racist as hell. The guy can't even remember how many times he did blackface. Now, that is an issue. That is definitely a problem. In that situation, because so many people call themselves praising Trudeau. Now, this is something when you just say, if you say, I did it once, I'm done. Where Jimmy Kimmel was like, yo, this is a segment we did and people pulled it up. I think we have to delineate certain things. Again, the biggest thing is, have they changed? Some people can also put on a facade that they've changed. Sure. We know this. That's one thing I got to make sure is said. A lot of people can act like, yo, see, I've been helping in the hood. I've been giving to causes and donations. I've been speaking out vocally. And we're like, yeah, you have. But all of that, again, has been a big facade. You know what I'm saying? All of that has been a fake, a fallacy. And so I think it varies. I really much think it varies.
And you know, Arkham said it, I'll put it back up, that there's degrees to this shit. You know what I'm saying? There's 1,000% degrees to that shit. Cause like I would even look at the point that like Tina Fey got episodes of 30 Rock pulled because there was blackface in there too.
Okay, can we do this real quick before you bring that up? I want to make sure because you brought that up.
Yeah.
Said it on Game Time yesterday. We did not ask for this. Black people have, because a lot of people are getting upset that a lot of episodes of television are getting pulled, that white voice characters are no longer airing, voicing their animated characters of color. And I want to say, Black people never asked for any of this.
You're saying you're talking specifically about the anger that's being directed at Black people over this.
Yeah. That's what I want to get to now.
Because I don't think there's a problem with them saying, I'm going to stop playing this Black character. I'm going to stop whatever. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like,
I agree with you.
I agree with you with that. There's misdirected anger that like we were asking, and we want every episode of 30 Rock with blackface to be thrown out immediately. Nobody said that.
Nobody said that Mike Henry had to stop voicing Cleveland. I mean, granted, a Black person should have been voicing Cleveland from the beginning. Because I know people ask questions, well, what do you feel about white characters that are voiced by Black people? Here's the thing. A lot of times, they're not doing a voice. They're not trying to make a voice to image. When you have somebody that's just like, oh, this is how I'll talk, I'll go in the booth. But when you have someone voicing a Black character, it never fails. There is always some type of accent, some type of drawl or something. Again, Cleveland, hey Peter, Cleveland Brown sounds it literally sounds like a slow Black dude, for lack of better words. Hey Peter, me and my family and Stu, man, you know, like, come on now. There's no reason.
There was an interesting conversation on Double Toasted about this. And they, because they were talking about all the voiceover actors that were kind of stepping away, the white voiceover actors are stepping away, because like what Alison Brie played Diane Nguyen, I always mispronounce that last, Diane Nguyen on BoJack Horseman, and so plays like a Vietnamese woman in there. Though her, the funny thing
Jenny Slate is no longer voicing her character.
I know her on Big Mouth, who was a mixed race girl, half black, half white girl on that. The funny thing is the character on Big Mouth, the race thing does come up, but at least on BoJack, if I remember correctly, Diane's race never had anything to do with the show. Mm-hmm. If like there was never a storyline about it, she was just like, her race was not pivotal to her character. She just happened to be Vietnamese, if I remember correctly. So in that case, the simple way to not do that is to either A, just again, cast an Asian actor to voice it, or B, then just make it a white character and it's not a big deal. Like, that's the other thing about it that's interesting. You could also just, knowing that you have a black character, then just get a black person to play Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Like, get a black person to play the character in Big Mouth. Like, so what I will say, and I do give, Win.
Yeah, you know it was Win?
I don't know how to, I didn't know how to pronounce it.
That's, oh yeah, I have a comic friend back in Chicago named Lewis Nguyen. So
that's right. She does. You're exactly right, Lil Hoot. She does indeed go to Vietnam to find herself at one point. I forgot about that. I completely forgot. I've seen the whole series, but like, it's obviously the seasons are between the years, so I forget.
I want to go to something I just saw in the comments. Can you hold that thought for a hot second, if you don't mind?
What is this?
Andy just says, get Cree Summer. Here's the issue I have with this.
Who is Cree Summer?
First of all, oh my God, you don't know who Cree Summer is. Have you ever watched A Different World? Freddie Brooks, she's the voice of Elmira. She's a legendary voice.
I didn't watch A Different World.
She's a
calm down. calm down. It's not that serious.
She's a legendary voice, black voice actor as Phil Lamar. Kevin, can't remember his name. It's another guy. There's like three or four major black voice actors, and they go to everything. And so we would love the door to open up for other voice actors. Winston does it. I do it myself. I just had a major voice audition for a movie.
Just leave it alone. Just say I had a major voice audition. Leave it alone.
I just had a major voice audition for that. And so you want to be able to get into these roles. And I know some people will say, well, what about if this is the best person for the role? You're telling me the best person to play a black person is a white person?
Yeah, I know. And there's a couple things, because people are trying to take my black card. Hella, all y'all niggas, first of all, y'all shut the fuck up. I'm gonna tell you a couple things. First of all, I was a child, okay? I was a child. Look, I'm gonna pull it up.
Different world.
Hold on. I'm gonna tell you. Let's roll it back, because you said it was all the way back here, right? So A Different World was on the television. Let's see. Where is it?
Nigga, reruns. Don't act like that. Don't do that.
No. A Different World was on from 88 to 93. As a child, I'm not going to be watching that shit. Second of all, I tried watching reruns of Cosby Show. I did know that they were associated. I always hated the Cosby Show. I don't know why, but in my gut, I knew that. In my gut, I knew that that motherfucker Bill Cosby was a piece of shit, just because he always felt very pompous to me. Every time I saw him outside of the show, he was just very out.
Let me tell you about Cree Summer. I'm gonna give you some legendary shit on Cree Summer that I forgot
to
tell you
about. Go for it.
He is the voice of Penny on Inspector Gadget. Cree Summer has been a part of my life since I was a shorty, nigga. Like, you better stop in this game. You better get your game up. You can name me damn near every anime character, nigga, but you can't name me. I hate your soul.
That's fine. You can hate my soul if you want, but like, that's the whole point. It just depends, though, because again, I was never guided by my parents to watch certain shit. I grew up in the fucking suburbs of Dallas, motherfucking Texas. You know what I was watching in 93? Ninja Turtles, nigga. You know what the fuck I was watching? I was watching Tiny Toon Adventures. Like, chill the fuck out. I was a goddamn child. And anybody's trying to cover my motherfucking like, I'll slap the piss out your mouth. I don't watch Fresh Prince, Martin. I don't watch all the shit. I just didn't happen to see fucking Different World, but that's
Elmira.
Fine.
She's Elmira.
Okay. Well, then that's fine. I didn't know.
So that's had another segment we wanted to go to before in part of when we went to the Mayo and the fucking place. So you saw a video of this, and this section of the show is dedicated to a very special group. Here we go.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood.
Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
You really love that thing, don't you?
Goddamn right I do, because it fits perfectly to talk about Karens that have gone crazy.
Karens acting crazy is another new segment that we're doing because they seem to pop up every 2 seconds. Here's
the first.
We've got to start with the one. If we're going to stick with Dallas and how my town is failing me, we got to start with the Karen in Dallas that decided, you're going to make me wear a mask to pay for my groceries, and then fuck yourself.
Okay.
Before we go, there's a lot of stuff here that I just want you to see. Oh my God, this is too real. Karen's with attitude. Oh my God. I feel sorry for Karen Jillian, a good person with a bad name. Karen KWA, this is fantastic.
Thank you.
Holy shit. Different names for different age groups laughing my ass off. Hilarious. Natural habitat. I just wanted to boost your ego because I know you get a little sensitive sometimes. Karen is as infamous as Florida Man. Can you please post Ode to Karens as its own video? I need to share it ASAP.
I'm
Christy on that one. Yep. So plenty here for you. Just so you feel good about you, baby. So
she decides, because they told her to put on a mask, and she was upset, and they told her, we're not going to let you pay for yourself. She's going to throw it all out. Now, if that is not the epitome of ignorant and white privilege, then I don't know what is. Because do that and feel like you have there's no repercussions for you for throwing shit out just randomly because you were told you need to put on a mask to protect me because also it's the store's policy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's all there is to say about that. It's just fun because, like, you know what's funny? If a black dude did that shit, not only would he probably get arrested, that nigga might die. Like, that's fucked up to over-exaggerate about that, but, like,
he dies, his soul gonna have to pay for the groceries.
You ain't shit for that. All right, here's our next Karen out here in North Hollywood, actually, in a Trader Joe's, because it's ever Karens are everywhere.
This is day one. This is opening day of Trader Joe's in North Hollywood. This is Karen.
Woo! Democratic pigs, all of you! That man harassed me for not wearing a...
That's poor...
My doctor would not let me wear a mask. So anyone harassing me to wear a mask, you guys are violating federal law. Ma'am. You get that? Get that on camera.
Ma'am.
I have a question that I'd like to start out with this. She said she has a breathing problem, which is why she can't wear a mask. Correct? Am I correct with that? Okay. I would safely assume, as someone who grew up with asthma, that if you have a breathing problem and a mask would restrict the flow of oxygen coming in and carbon dioxide leaving your body, you should not be able to yell or would not preferably yell at the top of your lungs, consistently yelling and screaming because it would cause you shortness of breath. Correct?
I mean that's the first thing. There's a couple things here to immediately shut all this shit down. First of all, the number of nurses that have actually taken videos and photos of them with the various versions of masks showing mm-hmm. the oxygen level that's getting in. That's the first thing. The second thing, remember, most of those people that are doing that anyway are wearing those surgical masks for hours while they do surgery. They seem to be fine. Third of all, it's called a face shield. They exist. They're actually everywhere. You can still breathe fine, and then at the very least, you are stopping the moisture vapors from your mouth and from other people to get on you. So shut your ass up. And finally, finally, from someone that has been Instacarting for a lot of people that are immunocompromised,
stay the fuck at home.
Stay the fuck home and have someone go get your groceries, bitch. I just, Karen's everywhere. Just Karen's everywhere, sir. This next one, I don't know. What is this one at the bottom? Next to the Ode to Karens. What is that?
Hold on. Let me look at that in the files. Ode to Karens. Oh, this is something completely different. That's something.
Okay. Then we'll leave that alone. So this last one isn't so much about a Karen wilding on people. This is more about a very confused young lady who doesn't really watch.
She already did this once. She just drove. Okay.
So she knows that now.
This is the second time she's done this. So she should now drive to the, so that it's on the driver's side. The tank is on the driver's side.
The same side as her, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But she pulled a circle last time. No way is she going to do it again. Now she's going to back into the right. Yeah. Nope. She had it. If she would have no. Oh no.
Is she just going to the same?
No, she would have had to pull around. Oh no.
Does she just not know which side the tank is on? Or does she think
she knows. She has to know. She just saw that it's not on the passenger side. Okay, so she's pulled up again on the wrong side. Hang on.
Whoa, that person just whipped in there real quick, like.
Hang on. Is she gonna realize it? Does she see it? She walks right past the gas tank. Okay. So, now she's got it.
She has to.
So which one is she going to pull into? She'll pull around to...
to the other side.
Yeah, she'll go to the other side.
Or so even this over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, she could back up. She could back up and get into it.
Okay.
What's she doing? She's pulling around. Okay.
Okay. Great. She's not.
Oh, no. Oh no.
She did it again. There's no way.
No. No, she's pulling her. Oh, this girl. Oh,
she's backing up. Maybe she didn't notice.
No, she's getting out of the car. She's getting out of the car. Oh my.
Okay. So, a couple things I want to cover real quick. Her being white has nothing to do with it. She's not a Karen in this situation because she's not harassing anybody. That's just one of those things that's so sad. To watch this girl just not understand that she's literally putting the same side against the thing the whole time.
Wait. Okay, so I'm not going to lie. I only discovered this a couple of years ago because I never paid attention.
A little arrow?
An arrow. There's an arrow that tells you where your gas tank is.
Because the other thing about this is I'm pretty sure the people that are commentating are definitely white. You can just tell by their vernacular. I could be wrong here. They could be black, but I was just out here.
That's the guy going, oh, no.
Oh, no, she's not. Please, no. Don't do this. Please, no. Oh, God. Someone stop the goddamn match. That's all I was thinking the whole fucking time, bro. It's just...
I want to go to our Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Thank you, everybody that is donating, that is helping us to grow. This helps, honestly, let's be real. These are jobs. Winston's at least Instacarting. I'm a bouncer in a nightclub. Guess what? I'm never going back to work at this point. And my job was paying good money. Like, I'm never going back to work. So, shouts out to Randy Constance. Thank you for your donation. He says, gentlemen, what's up? Why Jada had to do Fab like that last night? Nigga!
What happened?
We had Versus, you know, Versus due to the whole battle snap. Yeah. And it was Kids Versus Fabulous. And Jada let Fab ass.
Oh. I thought it was Jada Pinkett Smith. And I was like, she got bars with a Fab? Okay. All right.
You thought that Jada...
nigga.
Well, I mean, yeah, just in the sense, because I didn't know what was going on. And Jada was just in the news because, again, Shane Dawson's disgusting ass. You didn't hear about that shit?
Nigga.
I did.
You just want to play it again? That's why, because Jada Pinkett Smith was just in the news. So that's why it's fine. Doesn't matter. Now I understand you're talking about Jada Kiss. So they had it was at the BET Awards, I'm assuming, when they did the
on Instagram Live. They do.
Oh, the verses. I thought, again, the BET Awards just happened. That's fine. It's fine.
What the fuck is going on?
Okay, I'm just really confused. All right, let me be. I've been trying to film. Nigga, you see the film equipment behind me? You know what I've been doing? This is what I've been doing. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just trying to survive.
Lisa Renee, thank you for your donation. She says, tangentially related, did you guys see the whole Jenna Marbles situation on trying to get ahead of people recalling her out on her past videos? I saw something about it. So a lot of these prominent YouTube celebrities who have done a bunch of racist shit in the past and because of that built a platform and a following, now all of a sudden who are filthy fucking rich because they were in when YouTube was giving away money are like, oh, I'm stepping away and leaving my channel. I was wrong and blah, 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 blah. It's too late. Your apology is like, already cashed out on what you were.
I'll say this with Jenna. Jenna's the only one that I will give. It's not a pass, but I will at least say this that I appreciate. It is in no way, shape, or form on the part of Black people to accept her apology. We don't have to do that. What I will give her credit for, she is at the very least acknowledging her wrongdoing, and she stepped away because she realized she fucked up. And versus a Shane Dawson whose shit is just complete utter bullshit because he continues to fucking do this and has a history, like a massive history, of racism, of pedophilia, all sorts of shit. Oh, dude.
Well, yeah, again, you know, according to these people, hey, like you said, when they give these apologies, we're supposed to accept it and be done, but they keep doing shit. So that's my feelings on that. And so Ken of Daisy, thank you again for your donation. He also made the promo video. I got to put that up on the Blurred channel as well. I apologize for that. He says, I'm watching while making burgers, finished my last class on Sunday. Congratulations on that. Thank you both for allowing me to do promo as my final project. My professors loved it. Oh, shit. Yo, we were a part of something special, dog. We were a part of something special. So appreciate it very much, man. Appreciate it much with that. What else is on our list to talk about?
We did let's see. We covered that. Oh, yeah. We covered the last thing, yeah.
Okay, so if you – no, you do it. You just start it, please.
That's fine. All right. So one of the things that happened recently, obviously with the Snyder Cut coming out, which is part of the reason why he almost doesn't want to talk about this, is that Ray Fisher has come out and essentially said – fuck everything I said nice about Joss Whedon and the rest of this movie. And at first, I made comments earlier today on SEN where I was like, hey, man, like, I don't know. You haven't really done a lot yet. So to be speaking your mind like this, you were essentially shooting your career in the foot. But I've since come back around to the point where I have said this and I'm realizing this. He is doing similar to what John Boyega was doing as far as like, nah, I'm going to speak up about the shit that I fucking see and I'm not going to hold back on it, which is fine. He just may potentially have screwed his bag, which is, again, that's fine. I give people credit that do shit like that, that if you're willing to put it all on the line like that. Because the other thing that people brought up, it's like the man was promised a solo film and was like a lot in the original Snyder Cut of the movie, and now a lot of stuff has just kind of disappeared.
Now my rebuttal to that statement, we both were talking about this before we went on air. Studios change their minds on things all the time. The reason, because of the effect on the culture that comic book movies as a whole and TV shows have had, we all have latched on to it. Myself, you, all of us have latched on to this as a major pinnacle and a major part of pop culture, which they are. But we still have to remember this is an entertainment industry, no matter what, no matter what. Studios change their minds all the time. Let us never forget, before they decided to redo it, the Dark Universe was a thing and The Mummy was supposed to kick it off. And there was Angelina Jolie set up, a bunch of, I think The Rock was supposed to be the Wolfman. There was a bunch set up. And then granted, yes, The Mummy didn't do well, wasn't received well. They changed their minds. Granted, we're getting the Snyder Cut, and everybody knows my reasoning and feelings behind that. That doesn't mean that Warner Brothers is going to change their mind and go in that direction. The reason Warner Brothers brought Joss Whedon in, no matter whether you like the rendition you got, the theatrical version or not, was because they wanted to go in a different direction. At the end of the day, it is their decisions. It is their decision, and I think we have to remember that. This is nothing new. Studios have done this for since the beginning of the film industry. They have had plans laid out, and then some. Again, the Warner Brothers regime has changed hands 2 to 3 different times throughout all of this.
Yeah, and that was the original reason why I was like, I don't know if I like this. John Boyega has not only already made a name for himself, but he's made his money. So if he wants to burn all that shit, like Ray, to that point. He obviously played Cyborg in this, and he's in the most recent season of True Detective, but he hasn't really hit yet. So he's running the risk, and this is what I was saying before. He's running the risk that by doing this, people look at him and go, oh, this motherfucker ain't a team player. The minute he feels like he can go off and run the mouth about something that he's going to, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of that's my weird back and forth with this, where on the one hand, I respect someone that wants to speak their mind about shit. On the other hand, I look at it and I'm like, are you sure about this shit, dog? Like, for real, for real?
Because also, people got to remember, I'll give you another example of somebody who thought they were about to blow up in a comic book role, and it did not blow them up.
Who?
Brandon Routh. Brandon Routh, who played Superman in Superman Returns. Uh-huh. And just so you know, we discussed that. Me and Brandon Routh and Katie Lotz discussed when I interviewed them at FanX. He thought that was the role that was going to blow him up. He was Superman now. His career was going to take off. It didn't. So in the same sense, and I'm not saying that won't happen, Ray Fisher instantly thought, I'm in a DC movie. Comic book movies are hot right now. I'm a main character. I'm a pop. Even if he was not shown a lot in Justice League. You're part of Justice League. You're part of the promo. That would have, if you were going to pop off that, you would have automatically popped.
You know what's interesting? Did you watch The Boys?
Yeah, I love The Boys.
He reminds me a lot of A-Train. So this whole idea of like, we're going to make you famous and shit like that. He's famous for like the one little sliver thing, but nobody really fucks with him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that to me is kind of the sad part about it, because that was the thing. It's clear that Ray was a Snyder's boy, and the minute Snyder left and then Whedon came in, he kind of got a different treatment. But it's all very, just very messy. We just want to talk about it. Obviously, we talk about nerd shit and we talk about black shit. Let's cover a couple more Streamlabs. This one has me dying. Eric Kirby, thank you for your donation. Hey guys, you just found out that you have COVID, and the only cure is you got to hook up with one of the Karens you just showed in the videos. Which one do you hook up with?
Oh, the one throwing groceries. Here's why. I would ravage her ass. I would take her and break her little back out. I swear I would. That's the cure? Let me tell you, I'm giving her all that I got, and I'm making sure all stamina is up. I'm grabbing legs up around the waist, cupping in like a curl, and just I'm pumping for antibodies. I'm pumping for the cure.
Gotta do the most, man. You can't just say, I'm gonna hook up with the crazy one that threw the groceries. You just gotta go full.
Don't ask me no questions. You already know how I'm gonna answer.
If I had to pick, I guess I'm probably gonna go with you see, Eric, look, see, see, that's what he's still going. You see, they gave you all them compliments before, and now you done gone too far. Now you done go.
Again, what Dabu say and be cool. Don't give me no gun. You know what I'm going to do. Don't ask me no questions like this.
I'm probably going to go with breathing one, just because, you know, I had asthma as a kid, so I have an inhaler. So if push comes to shove and she stops being able to breathe, I can just be like, here you go. See, that's how you tell a joke, but you don't have to go too far.
First of all, don't ever
All right, let's get this other Streamlab real quick. It's from Kirsty. Looking forward to share. Thank you for the donation. Looking forward to sharing the ode to Karens once it's clipped out. Well, that'll definitely happen. Jay is way too proud of that video for it not to see the light of day. So that'll definitely come through. all right.
I feel like he's a habitual line.
Yes, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Habitual line step.
Okay, Charlie Murphy. He just stepped over the line. He's a habitual line step. It's
accurate. So what's this last video? If I click on it, what's going to happen?
Shoppers, can I get a fucking... Oh, yeah. Thank you.
But wasn't it a Target?
What the fuck?
And just picked up the Target phone. He went over to PA and was like, attention shoppers, can I get a fucking, oh yeah. And somebody randomly replied, oh yeah.
So I gotta watch that again.
Shoppers, can I get a fucking, oh yeah. Thank you.
What the fuck is going on?
Also, you want to know how I have a real one, bro?
Role play my 2001 bootcut jeans.
Because I said the Karen that was talking about how she couldn't breathe and shit?
Yeah. Go ahead. Shout out.
Yo, he's both of us. We're both habitual line steppers.
I mean, yeah. Jay on his Patrice O'Neal bag. Like, yo, if I dry out, I'm taking me a white baby and I'm dressing him up in sweatpants and Ugg boots. You got to, if you want this white baby to live, you gotta come fast.
Oh man. All right. Well, we're hitting our time, so we're gonna wrap things up here. Jay, why don't you go ahead and tell them what's going on with you?
Again, thank you everybody who donated to the show right now. You can still do it afterwards. We'll check it later. But thank you for more specifically everyone who has watched us live. Thank you so much. We appreciate y'all more than you understand. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of jokes. We get crazy and off the rails. But we also try to be very informative and keep it real and down to earth and grounded with you all. So we appreciate you all and hope you are being as receptive as we are giving. That's what I'll say. Please make sure if you're watching this live, click that like button. If you're watching this later on the replay, click that like button. Do that. We need that. We need to build us up an algorithm. You all can help us do that. You all are an essential part of the show. I say that every week. For me, find me Twitter, Instagram, and Mr. J Washington, MRJAY. You know how to spell Washington. I've been losing followers on Twitter because I post a lot of pro-black shit and I call out racists. So whenever I do it, I lose followers. I start hemorrhaging followers. Am I mad? No. I just think it's hilarious that I do. The Supervillain Squad, patreon.com/MrJWashington. Please join there. My $25 tier is the 101 with a supervillain. So I got to set up a couple of 101s with my Supervillain Squad. I hit up one on the DMs. I'm waiting on a response back and the other one. So you're going to either have a choice of a 1-hour conversation with me or you can be a part of the Mad Titan podcast, which you can get everywhere you get podcasts from. I get you caught up on all the things happening in the Marvel and DC live action cinematic universes. Is Barbershop Talk for Nerds. Come on in the convo. My YouTube channel, youtube.com/JAYWashington80. Tomorrow, I'll be dropping the Stargirl review. I would have dropped it today. Got a little bit busy. On Thursdays, we drop our Doom Patrol reviews, me and Winston.
Which picture? I'm trying to remember what picture I was supposed to show. I was supposed to show something. I do remember. My brain had, did I say out loud what it was? I don't remember. It's okay. Go ahead, Jay. I can't remember the photo. Okay.
Yeah, Doom Patrol review this Thursday. When I tell you all, if you've watched any of our reviews and you've had fun, shouts out to the showrunners of Harley Quinn on the DC Universe who watch us and have had fun with us. If you've watched any of our reviews, I would highly recommend that you watch this episode 4 review when it drops on Thursday. The name of the episode is Sex Patrol. And so we decided to pay homage to the episode in a sexy, flexy way. And you will see what that means. That's all I got.
Okay, word. I don't remember what I said I was going to show, so hold on. I'm gonna get roasted for this. I already know, and I really don't give a fuck. At this point, we went in last week. Let me do this real fast. It's got to load. While that is being uploaded, a couple things. Obviously, you can follow me at the Swaggy Blurred, THESWAGGYBLERD. That's on all the socials. It's right below me. Yeah, I apparently haven't been hemorrhaging followers, which I appreciate. And that's purely from the standpoint that I've just been unapologetically black from 21 jump. And it's not that you haven't been, but I know that like a lot of people follow you before they knew what the agenda was. And that's why they jump a ship now. Well, I am going to always speak my black ass mind. I'll tell you that much. I just looked it up, y'all. Apparently A Different World is on Amazon Prime. So after I finish Avatar, I will watch A Different World. That's fine. We'll get through all of that. All right, here. I don't remember what I said I was going to show. Let's see. Did it say? Nope. Okay, so I will show you this instead. This is a photo of me. I'll be honest. This was last September. We had a party where it was like ice themed. So instead of vanilla ice, I went as chocolate ice. That's me in a Howard crew neck with the blonde tips and shit. As chocolate ice. I clearly see that you were losing your mind. And that's my homie. I don't remember what he went as, but that's my homie Chris with the light up Air Forces. So yeah, it's fine. I don't really care because I get roasted all the time. We just finished that roasting, so I don't even care. Screenshot it. I don't give a fuck. It's on the internet. I genuinely don't care. I really don't. You think I have shame? I don't. I really
is that
don't.
Your hair?
I literally it's one of those spray ones you get from Party City. I just sprayed my shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, I washed it out the very next day.
Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to see where this is. Is this going? Hello, PC. Is this going to get me in trouble? Like, I just need to know. I don't.
No. You're fine. Anyway. So, what was I going to say? Number of things, real quick, before because I got to remember. Tomorrow, PBPN episode of drop. That's why I got to get off this so I can keep editing. Thursday, Swagback Thursdays, twitch.tv/theswaggyblurred. We're voting on the game. I need to finish that tweet, so we'll vote on a game and what's going to come up, and you get like a dope playlist to take along with you from whatever year the game that's selected gets that came out. But this Friday, I will be hosting the Funimationcon, Funimationcon 2020. Definitely. Wow. I mean, that's a good one. I'm not gonna lie. That's the good one. That's a good one. That's funny. Also, this I got one of these. So I was trying to be Killer B from Naruto, but you ain't seen Naruto, so that doesn't mean nothing to you. Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, Winston. Yeah, all of that. That's fine. So yes, I'm hosting FunimationCon. So please check that out. You can get your tickets for free. Just go to FunimationCon.com. You can also check my Instagram and Twitter where I've kind of pinned that, so you can check that out. And I think that's everything for the time being. But the Doom Patrol, come back here next Tuesday, all that good stuff. That's pretty much it, yo. Join my Patreon. You can join my writer's room for PBPN. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to add something about a writer, Winston.
Come on, get them all out. We got like another 30 seconds. Get it all out. I'll put it back up for you. Did you delete it? Nah, it's still here. Where is it? Here it is. Come on, get it out. Get it out.
Oh, man. You look like every black woman you approach was like, nigga, please. You look like you approached three Cuban models and they was like, you're not Pitbull. You look
like... Yo, no, this is it.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get up out of here. We will holler at you all next week.
Deuces, y'all.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.